Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 5, Episode Number 4. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Season 5 focuses upon the Great Sending multiplication of the Gospel of Acts. Here in Episode 4, we particularly hone in on God's Mission Without Walls. Is written by the Reverend Keith Kohlmeier. Two variety of verses from Acts chapter 10 start us off. The voice came to St. Paul a second time, or St. Peter actually, what God has made clean, do not call common. So St. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As the word he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, that he is Lord of all, and we are witnesses." In this section of the book of Acts, we find a demonstration of a radical turn in the hearts of God's people engaged in the Missio Dei, the mission of God. In his early 20th century work, The Acts of the Apostles, T.E. Page wrote, "The first grave difficulty which threatened the unity of the early church was the question whether Gentiles desirous to become Christians need or need not first accept Judaism, and the Mosaic Law." The Spirit-directed encounter between Cornelius, the centurion of the Italian cohort, and Simon Peter literally lays the foundation for the extension of the gospel beyond the walls of those who consider themselves the recipients of God's saving work. Peter's words reflect the commonly held belief that those not of the descendants of Abraham were common and unclean. Luke, the self-proclaimed author of Acts, is adamant about the universal nature of God's work in Christ. He demonstrates this in three ways. First, in chapter 2, Simeon's prayer refers to the face of all people. That's in Luke chapter 2. Then, secondly, in the genealogy in Luke chapter 3 is carried back to Adam, wherein, by contrast, Matthew's gospel just takes the genealogy back to Abraham. Thirdly, in Luke's gospel, the account of the Good Samaritan, which, by the way, is not found in Matthew, Mark, or John. To be sure, the message is the same. Peter's good news to Cornelius and those whom he gathered was one consistent message. This Jesus was baptized, anointed with the Holy Spirit, went about doing good, healed those in his midst, was put to death, was raised by God, was seen eating and drinking post-resurrection. This Jesus commanded us to proclaim these things and is the one appointed to judge. Fulfilling the commission of Matthew chapter 28, Peter declares in verse 39, "And we are witnesses of these things." A couple of significant points should be made here. The first is the conversion of St. Peter. He is turned from a man who views Gentiles as common and unclean to a man who is willing to mingle with them. The second is God's confirmation of his new work. When the Holy Spirit fell on them, Peter would plead, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing?" You can read about that in Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 41. As we today take up the apostolic role in today's world, we are thus encouraged, empowered, and challenged to be constantly aware of these truths. Indeed, God shows no partiality. Consider, my friends, what that means to your setting and your calling to your community. Oh, wow. As we think, ponder this, must ask ourselves, what are the walls that we see today that must be overcome for the gospel to have free course in our own personal settings? And then, follow that question up, my friends, by asking, can you identify personal walls that you personally must overcome so you can be used fully in God's Missio Dei? And then a concrete answer to part of that would be that you suggest one or two examples of His work, our Lord's work, that we should be celebrating outside the immediate walls of our congregation or church. With that in mind, please pray with me. Missionary God, continue to open our eyes and our hearts to those who are different than us. Challenge us to see all men, all women, and all children as people for whom Christ died and rose again. Allow our witness to herald salvation without walls through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. This concludes episode 5, God's Mission Without Walls.